The League of Legends betting podcast is brought to you by my patrons at patreon.com/gelatilol. There you can find bonus content like in-depth articles on macro trend analysis and league previews, as well as thoughts on breaking news and the podcast picks before the show is released to platforms. You also get to support your creators more directly. patreon.com/gelatilol. That's G-E-L-A-T-I-L-O-L. Good afternoon, everybody. It's currently about 5 p.m. Eastern on Tuesday, March 26th, 2024. Just recapping the LPL slate from this morning, and then we will get into the final day of the regular season for tomorrow. First match we had this morning was Weibo versus Invictus. The first game of this series was just the most tragic throw from Invictus. It was one of those like real head scratchers where, you know, there was a moment in this game. So Weibo drafted like this bizarre like split push composition. We haven't seen a whole lot of split pushing, but it's no surprise that Weibo were the ones that busted out here. You know, they had the Quinn, Karma, Zyrakon set up, and then a Poppy jungle, right? This is set up entirely to have a wave clear in your bot trio. Difficult to 1v1 the Karma. Quinn obviously wins the 1v1 against Renekton. And really, I mean, Ahri can manage Quinn if you hit your skill shots, but Quinn, very difficult champion to 1v1 the side lane. So I liked the idea, but they got behind, and Invictus had had a smolder situation. Leon got really, really fed on Nidalee. Classic Nidalee Renekton setup. Leon's Nidalee is really, really good. But anyway, Invictus had an early lead in this game. The Dragon Soul ended up being Chemtech, which didn't ultimately matter all that much for the state of the game. But Invictus were in full control, had a Baron, they were sieging up, and the problem with Weibo's composition is they had no way to engage. Like, they had Poppy, Wall Stun was the only engage that they really had besides Rakan. And Rakan, you can kind of, like, you could just Renekton stun Rakan and kill him, or Alistar knock up Rakan and kill him. So They really had no clean, good way to engage fights, so all that Invictus needed to do was play this out cleanly. They were sieging mid lane inhibitor tower, and then decided to walk through like that pivot point right outside the base to walk through the jungle instead of walking the safe way through jungle. They just gave a huge engage for Poppy stun to Zhao Hao, and Weibo won the fight and then won the game. Like, it was really stupid. This was a stupid game. It was an incredibly dumb decision that they made. Like, it was an extremely frustrating game. I almost backed Invictus in this spot. I would have been super tilted seeing that game won. Game two was one-way traffic for Weibo the whole time. It was interesting. We got to see Gangplank from Wen. They played Gangplank Nidalee, which is interesting. Altered damage profiles. It's the first Gangplank we've seen this season, really. I'm kind of curious if that's a thing. He wears a lot of the new items very well, but yeah, I don't know. It was weird to see. Also, that combination, not exactly one you typically see, because with Nidalee, you want to pair good CC, reliable CC, with the spears. But I guess they wanted to focus bot side. I don't know. It was interesting. The second series, we had a bet on, and I try not to bet too much late season LPL, because motivations are tough to cap. But we got a 2-0 for LGD. Got a nice net win on this. It was an over a 2-unit winning day for us. Again, it was just like, I don't see why RNG deserved to be favorites over anyone. That proved out to be true. LGD, the first game was a little bit wild. It was very, very bloody, but LGD were in control the whole time. The second game, LGD just kind of stomped. So, yeah. Pretty decisive winning series from LGD, a little too late. This team finally kind of delivering on what we saw from them. This was a team that was they're way, way better than their record. Like, their numbers say that they're way better than their record. They have a little bit of trouble closing games, which is why they have a bad record, but probably a much better team than their record. So, interesting. Okay, moving on to the Wednesday LPL slate. This is the final day of the regular season. Just a heads up for the rest of the week. There probably isn't going to be a podcast tomorrow. There may be a Patreon post, although I'm not sure. I might take the entire day off tomorrow just as like a rest day to prep for the playoffs. We don't have any matches in any of the leagues until Saturday. We have LPL and LCK on Saturday. Or no, we have LCK on Saturday. I believe we have LPL starting on Sunday for their playoffs. And then we'll have LCS and LEC on Saturday as well. So nothing until Saturday morning. Quiet couple of days here. What's probably going to happen is I'll probably take tomorrow off. And then Thursday, I'll have an article and a podcast out discussing some of the playoffs, and then Friday I'll do another one. I'm actually going to be tied up most of the day on Saturday until Saturday night, so I'll probably be trying to get a little bit ahead of the curve on some of the posts this for this weekend. Right now I'm kind of just like waiting for lines to pop on some of this stuff. Well, derivatives to pop on some of this stuff. We have sides and stuff up, but yeah. And then we'll talk after we'll have once today's done, we'll have the playoffs seedings locked in for the LPL, and we'll have all the matchups for that too, so we can look ahead and you know, give some thoughts on that as well. Anyway, LPL for Wednesday morning, we have two matches. We have Rare Atom +548 on the money line, +1.5 massive, +137, -1.5 at +1236 against LNG Esports -816 on the money line, -1.5 at -168. LNG just 5-5 against the map spread. I should note RA 5-6 against the map spread as dogs. Of note here, Shaoxi getting the start over Zora for Rare Atom. Zora had a really tough series the last time out. Makes a lot of sense that they're giving him a rest spot, or they're trying out Shaoxi here, I guess, to set up their lineup and also maybe just to stop the tilt. This match doesn't really mean anything for Rare Atom, so might as well, you know, try out Shaoxi. We've seen Shaoxi a couple times this season, I think, but Shaoxi is still the same player. It seems like it anyway. Shaoxi is really, really good at engage supports, and Alistar is probably his best champion, and Alistar is being played quite a bit right now. So, you know, he's a bit of a one-dimensional player, but what he's good at is pretty good right now. So it makes a lot of sense to maybe try him here anyway. This series doesn't mean too much for LNG. If they win this series, they'll hold on to the number 6 seed. Doesn't matter how they win this series. If they lose 0-2... they will drop to the number 7 spot and switch spots with Weibo. And it's insane to think that this Weibo team could be a number 6 seed, but that's the LPL this season, right? I really, really hate playing end-of-season LPL stuff, but just like LGD this morning, I think this number is just way too big not to take a shot at. I really, really hate playing these end-of-season situations, but this number is way, way too big. Rare Atom weren't good in their last series, but before that, they actually looked pretty good. They had, like, if you look over their last 8 games, they've been, like, an average team, roughly. So, I don't know. I think Rare Atom are pretty good at taking a map in a spot like this. Rare Atom also have side choice for this series. This is a massive, massive number for LNG to be laying offside. And, you know, while it looks like LNG have kind of figured some things out, and I think they're in much better form than they were earlier in the season, this is a huge, huge number. So, I actually played Rare Atom. I got a +162 on the one +1.5 maps. I played that for one unit. That was over at Nitrogen, I believe. I played Rare Atom money line +552 for 0.2, and I played Rare Atom -1.5 at +1236 for 0.1 units. I just think the number's too big. It's very likely LNG 2-0, but you know, I just think it's less likely than the odds indicate by a good amount, so it's worth a play. So for like this end of season, like the final week of the season, the LPL, I tend to up my threshold for what I think is worth a play. I'm a lot more picky about what I play because you just don't know motivations. You can get kind of blown out in those kind of spots. I think this is a big enough threshold between the price, like market price, and what I project this as that it's worth a play. So. Next up, we have Top Esports -335 on the money line, -1.5 maps at +107, +1.5 at -1018 against Ninjas in Pajamas +260 on the money line, +1.5 -129, -1.5 at +652. Ninjas in Pajamas have not been underdogs that often this season. They are 0-2 as dogs, 0-2 against the map spread as dogs. I believe they've only been underdogs against JDG and Bilibili, which makes a lot of sense because they are a pretty good team. Top Esports really kind of pissed me off punting a game in their last series. They played the zero wave clear comp in game one, almost pulled it back and just full on teased us. Didn't get there. No changes to starting lineups here in any real notable fashion. Model made this -233 +209 with adjusted for VIG. You know, this one's close. Like, NIP are a value, and I think like if this was during the regular season, I would probably take a shot at playing Ninjas in Pajamas. But because, like I said before, I upped the threshold required for a play at this time of year, I just don't think this one is good enough. Like so right now, like this match does actually matter to both these teams, so I would expect both of them to show up, but that in the past that hasn't just that hasn't told you for sure that these two teams are going to show up. Some teams literally just care to get into playoffs and they don't care after that. They're like, oh yeah, we'll take care of business or whatever. They're not playing for seeding. Some of them don't want to show anything to people they could be playing. These are two teams that are likely going to be playing each other at some point. So there's some gamesmanship about showing what they want to show and not showing, etc. The top four teams are really, really top like five teams are quite a bit better than the field, I think. So there's maybe not a ton of motivation for them in these spots. On paper, you would think both these teams care. A win for Top Esports would get them the number two seed over JDG. It would also get them an extra round by getting the two seed because the LPL does the top two seeds get three buys. A win for Ninjas in Pajamas would boost them up past FPX and into the four seed, which would earn them an extra buy as well. So on paper, you would think that this is going to be a game effort from both these teams. You would think that they're both going to care about it. I'm just telling you from past experience that doesn't always indicate that isn't always the case. So, you know, tread cautiously here. You know, everything says to bet NIP here. Doesn't meet the threshold for me. It is an edge, I think. But if you're going to play NIP, if you're just looking to have something in this game, I would play the +1.5 maps or the map 2 kill spread money line only because they are offside. Top Esports have side choice in this contest. So I would play it offside if you're going to. Correlated to this is kill total overs. You could play kill total overs if you think the dogs are going to win. But Top Esports are in a dead nut under team, mostly because their games are significantly shorter most of the time. So, yeah, no action. Heavy lean toward NIP map 2. Based stuff like map 2 kill spread, map 2 money line, split stake, something like that. But I didn't ultimately play anything. That's going to be it for me. I will see you guys probably on Thursday. I'm probably not going to have a show tomorrow, so I'll probably have something out Thursday evening as part of the weekend games. Until then, good luck, and I will see you.